All positive natural health programs on HRNradio.com.
And thank you. You are listening to Truth on Wellness. This is Dr. Roberto Tostado, where we just talked about how to get through and survive in this modern world that poses all its challenges with toxins in our foods, being prescribed medication for many years of our life, and then more medication, and really not given the opportunity to help heal ourselves. So we're hoping that we provide information to you on the truths of lifestyle, the truths of health, and in this program, the truth of stress. Stress comes in many different forms. You can find stress from the things that we are exposed to day to day, whether it's traffic, whether it's dealing with our screaming kids, our irritating spouse, it could be our boss, it could be anything really, what we normally call our mental stress. And this is what's most commonly understood as stress. But there really is this other aspect of stress, which is physiological, what goes on in our body. And that really is the stress that we're going to be focusing on in this program, because we don't realize that this is the silent stress that ultimately can kill us, will give us diseases, will give us fatigue and all these symptoms, all because our bodies are being subjected to stress primarily from the foods that we eat, because of preservatives, because of chemicals, refined sugars, things that our body doesn't know how to adapt to. Our body doesn't really know how to process these things. And so we end up becoming sick. And this type of stress that's imposed upon us will then, as I said just a moment ago, lead to a lot of chronic illness. There was a blog that I wrote a few months ago, and I thank the 8 of you that liked it. And I'm just going to go ahead and repeat it here so that more than 8 of you can hopefully like it. And I wrote, "Everyone has adrenal fatigue until proven otherwise. The challenges of living in this modern world of processed foods, overly prescribed medications, synthetic vitamins, synthetic foods, synthetic lives, plastics, heavy metals, pesticides, herbicides, antibiotics, and hormones injected in animals, over-caffeinated drinks, all increase cortisol levels, which is the stress hormone. Stressed adrenal glands increase cortisol levels and over time can increase your blood sugars, elevate your blood pressure, leading to diabetes, hypertension, obesity, and a decrease in your immune system. Abdominal fat increases, so you'll see a bigger midsection and you feel your energy decrease, your sleep decrease, and sex hormones start to dwindle prematurely, aging you in the process. Adrenal fatigue is something that I address with all of my patients, particularly with the challenges of our modern life, where feeling tired, insomnia, increased body weight without explanation is so common. And so we address these symptoms through food cleanses so we could nourish the adrenal glands, reestablish energy, fat burning, deep sleep, and a healthy system for the long haul. If you feel like crap and can't understand why, this is your why. This is a very common problem and issue that I see with my patients on a day-to-day basis. And this is why I say that adrenal fatigue is in everyone until proven otherwise, because we have been subjected to a lot of these processed foods on a day-to-day basis. And if you look at just your own daily routine, ask yourself, you know, what's the first thing that you put in your body when you wake up in the morning? You know, most people, they'll go to a coffee place and there begins the sugar cycle. And they'll put things like added syrups. They'll put soy milks and things of this sort. What I fondly refer to as crepuccinos. And that's already setting the tone for your energy or lack thereof and your health day to day, week to week, month to month. We're subjecting our body to all of these sugar stresses, is what they end up being, so that you start feeling tired and need that afternoon pick-me-up. And so this type of stress then can wreak havoc in our bodies because our body has to adapt to all of these chemicals that are stressing our body. So now when you think of the word stress, when you hear this S word, think more about the foods that you're putting in your system on a day-to-day basis to allow you to understand why you feel a certain way. And so what ends up happening is, as you go through this physiologic stress and you go see a doctor, the doctor will say, oh, yes, you're having issues with your sleep, so I'm going to put you on a sleeping pill. Things like Ambien or maybe something like Xanax. And these are highly addictive. This is just something you could just read up on Medline, that they can be highly addictive medications. Or because you've noticed that you're putting on all this weight, you'll probably put on a diet pill. And diet pills, sure, they'll suppress your appetite, but it's not going to help you change or transform your daily habits. You'll probably drop 5 or 10 pounds, but inevitably you'll put them right back on because nothing has really changed other than suppressing your appetite for a few weeks. And you'll go on this endless cycle of now stressing your body from the medication, on top of the types of chemical-filled foods that you're eating day to day. Or you'll be put on an antidepressant because with all this stress, all this cortisol production, your body will go into a state of depression, potentially. And so what it is then is we are living in this sort of dysfunctional cycle where we're feeding the body what stresses our body most, chemicals, preservatives, sugars, putting us in this disease cycle, so to speak, whether it's insomnia, obesity, ultimately things like diabetes or high blood pressure. And so now we're going to require medication so that we can deal with all these symptoms. And you can go on like that for years. And the problem is, once again, that we're not truly getting at the root cause of your insomnia, of your weight, of your pre-diabetes or diabetes, of your depression. And this becomes very problematic in our society because we've become this society that has accepted a lot of these problems as normal. So we've normalized a lot of this abnormality, and we're okay with it. But I'm not okay with it. And that's the issue. That I want you to understand that you have the power within you to make these choices day to day so that you're not putting all this undue physiologic stress on your body. And I'm not asking you to give up your coffee. I mean, I drink my coffee. But the difference is that I'm not putting all these extra syrups and soy products in my body because I don't want to suffer those consequences that I once did when I had my weight issues and I had cholesterol issues and I had chronic fatigue issues. So the point is more of being open and honest to ourselves and what it is that we're doing habitually, because it's these habits that as we change them over time, you know, one degree at a time, that we can start feeling better and still enjoying the things that we enjoy, just in a way that's going to help our bodies maintain a higher health versus becoming sick. And so adrenal fatigue then has to do with these little glands that are on top of our kidneys, you know, about the size of your forefinger, the pointing finger. And so these little glands are critical for being alive because they produce our sex hormones like testosterone and estrogen, progesterone. They produce epinephrine, also known as adrenaline, keep our heart beating, and they help produce our stress hormone, which I mentioned, cortisol. And cortisol is actually there to protect us against stresses. And you may remember this from maybe eighth grade biology. And if you don't, I'll refresh your memory. But there was something called the fight or flight response. And this fight or flight response, they always give you this kind of example where out, say, in the wilderness, there's a zebra being chased by a lion. And when this happens, the body will go into a stress mode, a cortisol mode. And what happens is epinephrine is released so that you get more blood flow, faster heart rate, digestion will stop. And everything focuses now on escaping. So the zebra will escape because it has more blood pumping through its heart, to its muscles, more oxygenation, and it's able to get away, hopefully, from the lion chasing it. That's one thing I never understood. Why is it that when you watch these wilderness shows, it's always the zebra or the wildebeest that's getting chased? I've never seen a gorilla being chased. I don't get it. So anyway, in this fight or flight response, the point is for the body to protect itself for survival. When the zebra, in this case, has escaped, now what happens physiologically is that the cortisol, which was activated, now goes down so that it can get back to feeding itself. And now the blood is going to its digestive processes to allow the animal to now survive through its eating and nutrition. Here's the problem. Here's the rub. Human beings aren't like zebras in the sense that we store stresses in our head and in our bodies constantly around the clock without any breaks. And so we end up holding on to this cortisol. And by holding on to this cortisol, over time, our bodies have to adapt. And so what I mean by that is the cortisol receptors, which are around the belly, can start to increase in size. And that's when I mentioned the blog earlier, people can get abdominal fat and find their midsection getting larger with decreased energy and not understand why. And a lot has to do because of this ongoing stress on the adrenal glands. So again, the stresses, in our case, we're not being chased by lions, at least most of us aren't, but it's more the stresses that come from that morning coffee with all the sugars and syrups and stuff and whipped creams that we put in it, and then the fast foods, and then perhaps the cigarette, and these things that are constantly stimulating cortisol production. So the body knows what it's doing, but we are abusing the situation. And so by putting these stressors in our body, that have nothing to do really with mental stress, now our body will store this cortisol where the receptors are, as I mentioned, around the abdomen, and we're going to start to hold on to body fat. And why does this happen? It happens because the body knows it's not a good idea for us to have all this cortisol in high doses, in high concentrations, in our body. So it wants to balance it out. And how does it balance it out? It balances it out by holding on to body fat, because the body fat around the abdomen can help dilute this cortisol. Now, with all this cortisol, there's a message sent to our brain that says, we have a lot of cortisol. What are we going to do about it? The brain will then tell your thyroid gland, that's in your neck area, slow down. Don't burn body fat. So why is this happening? Because the fat is acting to protect us against all this high cortisol that's not going anywhere. So now you have a slow metabolism, slow thyroid, and you have all this cortisol. And so that being said, you're now going to be out of balance, out of whack. And this way, you're going to feel tired, low energy. You're going to have the symptoms of insomnia, because all of this cortisol that sits in your body is not allowing your body to rest. It's typically normally high in the mornings. It comes down about 50% midday and about another 50% in the evening. Cortisol is kind of this complex hormone that goes through this wave of changes so that we're able to sleep at night. So when we have this upsurge of cortisol that maintains itself for weeks, for months, whatever the case may be, now we become these low-energy insomniacs, and we're not able to feel healthy. So this is a big deal. Adrenal fatigue is an epidemic because of these stresses that we are constantly subjecting our bodies to. So I mentioned that the focus is going to be on physiologic stress in this particular program. And of course, there is the mental or emotional stress, because things like traffic, things like deadlines, having to do with incorrigible coworkers or bosses, the day-to-day with our kids, for those who had children, all these things pose major stresses in our minds. And, of course, these stresses will also stimulate the adrenal glands to increase cortisol, cortisol being the stress hormone. And, by the way, you are listening to Dr. Tostado, and this is Truth and Wellness, and today's topic is stress. And so with emotional stress, your body deals with it in the same manner as what I've been talking about in terms of physiologic stress, where the mechanism of the cortisol going up in our bodies can lead to things like disruption in our sleep, suppression of our immune system, and so people can be more vulnerable to things like infections and or allergies, headaches, as I mentioned, chronic fatigue. And having this understanding, then, the mechanisms in which we deal with stress are vital for our survival. And things that have become more and more common, I should say, are things like yoga, forms of meditation, because there is a lot of actual physics that occurs when you go through these particular types of relaxation techniques. And I tell people, you don't have to necessarily enroll in a yoga class per se, but there are things that you do online or on a video at home so that you can attune yourself to decreasing a lot of this stress in your body, whether it is mental stress and or physiologic stress, because you can help your own hormone levels decrease so that your body becomes more energized and you learn to deal with stress in a much healthier manner, much more healthier manner. So again, you're listening to Truth on Wellness. Today's topic is the truth on stress and how it affects our bodies and our minds and our health going forward. You can address any concerns or questions to Dr. Tostado at theibody.com. That's drtostado@theibody.com. And we'll be right back.
Lighting the way with positive energy and love. HRNradio.com.
Hello, welcome back. You're listening to Dr. Roberto Tostado, Truth on Wellness, and today's topic is the truth on stress. One common question that I get from patients is, Doctor, I think I'm eating pretty healthy and I'm doing a lot of exercise, but I just can't seem to lose any weight. Why is that? And this is a very common question and a very common problem. And it goes back to exactly what I was just talking about on the previous segment, and that is that you could be eating healthier. You could be in your Zumba classes or your boot camp or your 24-hour fitness. But the underlying issue is that as long as your body is nonetheless pumping out all this cortisol, it's going to hold on to body fat. And maybe it's because you might think you're eating healthy, but you're still having enough of these processed foods with preservatives and hidden sugars, that even drinking coffee, which, like I say, it's a healthy drink with antioxidants, black, but when you start adding the syrups and the sugars and whipped creams and things of this sort, that automatically will increase cortisol production. And this is why people have such a hard time losing weight. So here are what I believe are very common stressors, and you could identify perhaps with some of these on a daily basis that keep us going on this kind of cortisol overdrive. So these typical stressors would be things like waking up after 4 to 5 hours or having disruptive sleep, having your coffee, as I mentioned, several times with your sugars or your soy milk. And unfortunately, soy is very processed in this country. And that's why I tell people it's not really a healthy food or a healthy milk, because it's what you call estrogenic, and it can cause your body to hold on to fat. And things like, you know, whatever, caramel syrups and whatever artificial sweetener of choice will continue to stress your adrenal glands. Cigarettes, nicotine, I've mentioned, will shoot up your cortisol. Sodas, soft drinks, energy drinks, all these things, again, because of the influence of stimulating more cortisol production. Our exposures to Wi-Fi. This is a big deal because there are associations with exposures to Wi-Fi and disruption of your sleep. So I always advise my patients, turn off your Wi-Fi or put your phone in another room but with no Wi-Fi on so that your sleep can be more sound. Fast foods, notorious for sugar additives, bleached flours, antibiotics, and other chemicals, whether you have it for, you know, some kind of breakfast sandwich or breakfast burrito, and fast foods for lunch and dinner. These things are all notorious for causing stresses on your body. Energy drinks, which I've already mentioned, sitting in traffic for mental stress. If any of these sound familiar, you know, raise your hands, because a lot of people are subjected to these things. Even watching the news can be very stressful, particularly in this political climate that we live in. Financial issues. A lot of us are going through financial issues. You know, paying bills, constant pressures from debtors, collectors, just trying to meet the minimal credit card balance. All these things. And then at work, we could take breaks and, again, get our sugar fixes, whether it's candy or yet another, you know, soft drink, abusing alcohol, too much alcohol. And a lot of people don't realize this, but a lot of alcohol is filled with sugars. And so we can have that wind down with that alcoholic drink in the evening. But if we have to habitually go to that to relax, we're actually doing the counter, because we're actually stressing our bodies. A glass of wine, even two, that is considered moderation. Two for a man, one for a woman, because of the body size being different. Men tend to be larger, of course, in general. So even alcohol is something where we have to look at it very honestly and have it in moderation, because if it's something that is always going to be our go-to to relax, so to speak, we are imposing too much stress onto our bodies. And then, of course, the issues with the liver. And because the liver is the main organ to cleanse our bodies, and if we are constantly bombarding it with all of these chemicals and alcohol, this is what's going to cause the premature aging, because that is the organ that's responsible to filter out a lot of these toxins. Then we also have issues perhaps of unhappiness, you know, waking up and you're not smiling. And a lot of this is due to not having adequate sleep. And I'm always saying this to my patients as well, that sleep truly is the most anti-aging therapy around. I mean, we've all heard of Sleeping Beauty. Well, it's beauty and health, because sleep is a way that we can restore a lot of the hormones that our body produces, whether it's our sex hormones, whether it's like testosterone or melatonin, human growth hormone. And with these hormones, they are replenishing our bodies to help us survive. But the more disruptive our sleep is, the less these hormones are produced. And by producing less and less hormones that our body needs, we start to break down. And by breaking down, I'm talking about the things I've been mentioning all along, whether it's having less energy, having less ability to burn our body fat, not feeling rested in the mornings. And a lot of people do not feel rested in the mornings, again, because of this cortisol issue, where people go from this state of adrenal fatigue into adrenal exhaustion, where their bodies aren't just up to par, and you're not feeling that get up and go. So we'll be discussing then ways that we can deal with these particular stresses that I'm sure some of you or all of you could identify with in terms of that list that I gave, so that you can start feeling better and start de-stressing your body, de-stressing your mind, to become healthier and to feel more energy. So again, you're listening to Dr. Roberto Fustato on Truth on Wellness. Today's topic is truth on stress, both mental and physiological, and how we can equip ourselves to be more energetic, and to just feel better overall. A lot of these concepts I cover in my book, What the F is Wrong with Our Health, which is available on Amazon. And you can also send your questions and concerns to my email at drtostado@theibody.com. drtostado@theibody.com. We'll be right back.
Podcast to help you reach your positive potential. HRNradio.com.
Welcome back to Truth on Wellness. This is Dr. Roberto Tostado. Today we are talking about the truth on stress. So, as I mentioned, everybody has adrenal fatigue until proven otherwise. And many of my patients who come into the clinic have very similar complaints and don't understand why they're feeling blah and why they feel that they're gaining weight and can't lose weight. So I had this one particular patient who was involved in boot camps in terms of exercise boot camps, and she told me that basically her daily eating consisted of pastas with her evening wine. She would have some salads, have fish here and there. And that just made up her eating for the most part day to day. And despite all this regimented exercise that started like at 4:30 in the morning, some wild hour like that, that despite all this for the last 4 years in particular, she didn't really notice any significant drop either in her weight or increase in her energy. And so she asked me, you know, why this was, and I told her that what she was doing in terms of exercise was in essence being neutralized by what she was eating, which was putting these stresses on her body and going through this whole cortisol mechanism that I've been talking about throughout the show. And so when I'm dealing with what appears to be adrenal fatigue, I normally get a blood test on patients. It's usually what's called the morning cortisol. Now, there's different ways of testing cortisol. You could test it over 24 hours, but when someone's already complaining of chronic energy issues or belly fat increasing, clinically at least, they're presenting already with this kind of adrenal fatigue picture. So with this particular patient, what we did was we went obviously into her eating habits, because I always start there. And we talked about feeding her foods that would actually start to de-stress her body, because she was eating a lot of gluten and from the pastas and the breads. And gluten can cause inflammation. People have what are called gluten allergies, which also cause stresses in the body. People can have either allergies or what are known as intolerance to foods. And an allergy basically is defined as your immune system not liking a part of your food or ingredient of the food, and therefore will create this reaction, or what we call an allergy. You know, whether it means you break out in a rash, or, you know, some people have very severe allergies to say the least, peanut allergies being very common, which can actually be fatal. But you can also have something called a food intolerance. And a food intolerance is where your digestive system perhaps lacks the enzymes to break down that particular food protein. And lactose intolerance is very common from dairy. And so maybe you lack this enzyme called lactase, which can cause a lot of discomfort in your stomach, gas, bloating, pain, flatulence, you know, passing gas. And so having this awareness, listening to your body, because I truly believe that your body is the best barometer, you can determine if your body has either an allergy and or an intolerance, because both nonetheless will cause stress to your body. And so so going back to this patient then, What we did was we introduced her to what are known as adaptogenics or herbs, things like funny names like rhodiola or licorice root, ashwagandha. And these are things you could obtain from doctors that have awareness in their practices of nutrition so that it can help nourish your adrenal glands to cut down on this adrenal fatigue. And on top of this sort of herbal intervention, we also talked about how she can start introducing foods, and in her case, non-glutinous foods, so that she can start increasing her energy and being more productive when it comes to the desired goals that she wanted from her exercise. So, you know, introducing good fats like the avocados and things like almonds, walnuts, coconut oil, because all of these types of fats, seeds, pumpkin seeds, what they do is ultimately they help you increase your energy, and you're not introducing something that the body is going to see as a foreign chemical. And so this way, with this particular patient going through the nourishing of her adrenal glands and start replacing a lot of these breads and pastas with the proteins of her choice, or focusing more on the fish that she enjoyed, the vegetables that she enjoyed, salads, olive oil, another great fat, and her fruit. This way, she was able to increase her energy, but also get better desired results from her exercise. And so over time, we were able to make quite an impact in her health and in her energy. Other things that I've done with patients over the years to help reduce a lot of these stresses on top of the adaptogenics, which I normally recommend for 3 months, if not 6 months, is to do something as simple as disconnecting from her computer or her smartphone or her tablet, because a lot of these things bombard you with all this information that we don't need and can cause stress, for that matter. And instead, look for an activity, whether it's gardening, being in your backyard, going for a walk, walking after lunch or during your lunch hour, after dinner, to get yourself out of yourself, so to speak. And of course, the main thing was cutting out the processed foods, because the sooner you do this, the better you're going to feel. And I can't repeat this enough. You are detoxing your body by replacing the processed foods with real foods. And going through things like a detox to cleanse your liver is the fastest way. So, you're listening to Dr. Roberto Tostado, and this is Truth on Wellness. And today's topic is Truth on Stress. And again, to get a head start on detoxing your body, you can go to the iBodyDetox.com. We'll see you in a little bit.
Remember, help for a positive life. www.healthylife.net.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Roberto Tostado. This is Truth on Wellness on healthylife.net. And on this last segment, we're going to have information from Teresa on foods and how to de-stress ourselves. All right, Teresa, all yours.
Hello, everyone. So we've heard about 45 minutes of talk on stress, so which is probably stressing everybody out. So let's lighten it up with food. So, you know, we've learned what stress, you know, what stress does to our bodies. It is, we've learned about adaptogens, and I think today, you know, we could probably discuss something, how to incorporate adaptogenics into our daily lives on top of the distressing things that we would already be doing, you know, like hot baths and, you know, eating nutritious foods. And so there's a few things we can do. Incorporating adaptiveness in our daily lives will naturally help our bodies deal with stress. You know, there's a few things we can do in our daily routines to get our bodies to relax, for example, like hot baths, you know, aromatherapy in our rooms, you know, using an oil-infused humidifier. It's amazing what, you know, good smells do to you, how they relax you. First things we can start with taking supplements. You know, supplements like Shisandra, that's very hard to pronounce, but it's spelled S-C-H-I-S-S-A-N-D-R-A. Those you can find it on any Whole Foods or any market that carry, you know, natural remedies and naturopathic supplements. There is also ashwagandha. It's often referred to as the Indian ginseng. There are crazy things like adaptogenic chocolates, you know, that you can find in the grocery section now, and those have this amazing nutritional foods that actually help the body recover from stress. So, you know, another way to do it is cooking with them. You know, most of you already have adaptogens in your pantry. You just need to look closer. You know, there's turmeric, which is a plant in the ginger family. It's often used in curries and a lot of Indian cooking. So turmeric's main compound is actually curcumin. I'm sure a lot of people have heard about the therapeutic effects of curcumin. You know, it can help actually increase your serotonin and dopamine levels in the brain. These are the hormones that make us happy. And turmeric has a kind of a subtle peppery flavor, so you can add it as a spice to anything. You know, like I said, it works really well with curry dishes. It's what gives the curry dishes its classic yellow color. There's the maca root. You know, maca has a nutty, butterscotchy flavor. You know, it's used for baking. You can add it to pies and cakes. You know, everybody has their smartphones now, so if you look at any recipe that contains maca, you can make it at home. You can mix it in drinks. You can mix it with smoothies. And it's shown to help relieve anxiety and some symptoms of depression, especially like it's supposed to help a lot of menopausal women deal with the stress of menopause. Another way to incorporate it would be brewing some tea. You know, there's some teas out there. They saw one at Trader Joe's or Whole Foods made with holy basil. You know, it's also known as salsa. It's considered one of the purest adaptogens that you can find. You can either purchase fresh holy basil leaves, which are a little bit hard to find unless you go to like maybe Indian markets or Asian markets. You can brew them directly on water. You know, you can also find, you just pick up a box of holy basil tea, order online, they're available everywhere. Holy basil kind of has a flavor of clove, a little bit of mint, and a little bit kind of like licorice. You know, this herb can also help increase your immunity. And, you know, like anything, everybody adds anything and everything to their smoothies nowadays. So an adaptogenic powder like milk thistle, you know, you know, again, the turmeric, other things like ginger, you can add it to your smoothies. We actually have a product at iBody that actually has an adaptogenic in it in the form of super greens. You know, they're essentially green vegetables in higher concentration, and then we added some Eleuthero, Rhodiola, ginseng, and milk thistle on it. So it would make a good adaptogenic boost to your smoothie. So if you're interested, that would be available at ibodydetox.com, ibodydetox.com. And is there anything else you wanted to... Oh, actually, you know, I want to teach you this... this cool adaptogenic turmeric tea. It's a traditional Ayurvedic drink. It's called golden milk also in India. It's got a beautiful yellow color. It has a lot of soothing and anti-inflammatory effects. Making it is super easy. You know, you just combine about half a cup of spring water and a quarter cup of turmeric powder in a saucepan. That's a 2-to-1 ratio. And In Ayurvedic medicine, they said to add a small pinch of black pepper, as the black pepper will actually activate the curcumin in the turmeric. So you simmered it under low heat until the water has essentially evaporated, and you will end up with a paste, a very thick yellow paste. So you store that paste in the fridge, or you can use it immediately. It's highly concentrated, so when you need to make a tea, you would probably only use about a quarter teaspoon of the turmeric paste and add it to hot water or any non-dairy milk, like coconut milk or almond milk, you know, warm. I like to whip it up in the blender and add a little bit of tea or organic butter or coconut oil, and it makes a creamier drink. And then, you know, this is something you can just drink right before going to sleep. It tastes amazing. You know, you could add other things to it, like cardamom. You could add cinnamon if you like cinnamon. If you want it a little sweeter, you could add honey, vanilla extract, put some ginger in it. You know, so there you go. You know, we're on your way to chilling with adaptogens from now on.
Well, those sound really delicious, Teresa, and they make fantastic evening teas to relax versus that martini shot. And you can definitely try these ingredients that Teresa's been talking about that will truly nourish your adrenal glands to relax. Also, things like vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc are critical vitamins and minerals to soothe our adrenal glands. And just make sure that what you're getting is a whole food, natural-type vitamin versus things that are synthetic.
Yeah.
And it was anything else you wanted to say, Teresa?
No, and I think we're out of time. So thank you so much for listening to us. This is The Truth and Wellness. And this is Teresa Tostado and Dr. Tostado.
Any questions, you can go ahead and email us at drtostado@theibody.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.